Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and when President Obama appears at the White House to accept the Nobel Peace Prize, we will go there live, or really to comment on the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize to him today. The formal acceptance will be in a speech in December that no doubt will be much anticipated. But when the president appears at the White House to make his first public comments about it, we will go there live. We expect it soon. In the meantime, 30 issues in 30 days, issue 15, transportation and the suburbs. Today we conclude 2 weeks of programs, a full third of our 30 issues election series, on development. We did five last week on aspects of development as issues in the New York City mayor's race, and now we wrap up our five this week on development issues pertinent to the New Jersey governor's race. We talked about corruption on Monday, Xanadu on Tuesday, the Farmland Preservation Bond Act on Wednesday, and affordable housing yesterday. And we thank everyone who contributed to our 30 Issues Wiki, our collaborative producer page, open to all of you for any of these 10 discussions. And we conclude today with transportation and the suburbs. That means sprawl. That means cars, trains, buses. That means quality of life and environmental threat. We are happy to have as our first guest for this the independent gubernatorial candidate, Chris Daggett. Two new polls out this week have him at about 15% support now after a strong performance in last week's debate. Mr. Daggett is a former head of the New Jersey Environmental Protection Department and the federal EPA's regional office for the area. He was also chief of staff to Tom Kane when Kane was governor and serves on one of Governor Corzine's environmental task forces. Daggett currently owns a company that redevelops environmentally contaminated properties. And Mr. Daggett, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And by the way, you're the only one of the three of you willing to come on the show, it seems. We can't get Corzine or Christie to give us the time of day. So if you see them, tell them we're here, okay?
I will indeed, and I appreciate the opportunity. And in fact, if you want me to fill in for them, I'd be happy to do that too.
Okay, we'll see down the road. When you were head of the state DEP, did you have an approach to when to approve suburban development and when it was too environmentally unfriendly?
No, not formally, because, as you know, most of the development that occurs in any community is a local decision-making process. It's only becomes at the state level when it may involve an expansion of a sewage treatment plant or something along that line. But generally speaking, these are local decisions.
Do you think suburban sprawl is in general a problem for New Jersey, or basically a good thing because there's demand for all that housing?
No, it's not a good thing, and I think the very disappointing part about New Jersey's approach to development is that we put together a land use plan basically for the entire state called the New Jersey State Development and New Jersey State Development and Redevelopment Plan, and it took a decade to put together, where we went through a great deal of effort and then made all of the communities in New Jersey and the counties conform their plans, their development plans, to that of the state plan, and then we never implemented it, either in terms of infrastructure policy or in terms of overall government effort to make sure that that happened. So we ought to be moving people to where jobs and access to mass transit are readily available, and that is typically in urban and suburban areas served by mass transit.
And I see on your website where you say the implementation of an updated state development plan is the most important tool we have, not only to control sprawl, but to drive redevelopment into our cities where it is most urgently needed. Is that the role of government, though, to redirect development from suburbs to cities? Why wouldn't the private sector do that on its own if that's really where the jobs and the transportation is?
Well, it's not as simple as or as black and white as suburban versus urban. There are many suburban communities that are served by mass transit in a state like New Jersey. So this isn't just redirecting growth to the cities, but but it's to those areas, and there are just countless numbers of them that are served by mass transit. So I think that's good public policy. I think in the end, that's where we ought to be driving it, and it ought to be government policy directed that way in the form of, as I said, infrastructure policy and other sorts of housing policies.
And on your campaign website as well, it says transportation has been the key to the state's wealth and prosperity. New Jersey's economy and the quality of life of its citizens are integrally tied to its transportation system. So talk about that. How is transportation in New Jersey functional today, in your opinion, and how is it dysfunctional?
It's functional in that we probably have one of the best mass transit systems in the country, in that we move an awful lot of people on mass transit. But it's dysfunctional in the sense that we have not kept pace with maintenance needs. We haven't kept pace with expansion of mass transit in a timely fashion. We haven't always upgraded our capital stock, if you will, our riding stock in buses and rail cars. And we've often put too much money into the road side of transportation and not enough into mass transit. But having said that, I still would say we have, generally speaking, a very good system of transportation in New Jersey, but we need to keep pace with the needs of the 21st century.
You know, people always call the show and say, we need better public transportation between suburbs in New Jersey,
yes,
not just to Manhattan, because more and more of the jobs are spread all over. Is that doable, and where would you start?
Yes, it's doable, and we've already started in the form of we actually started back in the Kane administration with starting with the concept of light rail. And light rail now in the whole Hudson County area is just much more successful, I think, than even anybody really anticipated. And it's now extending, as it had originally been planned, into Bergen County as well. And then you have some along the Trenton to Camden corridor. So light rail is a big piece of suburb to suburb, as well as bus service. And we ought to expand our bus capacity and our bus quality and number of bus lines in order to enable even greater mass transit between suburbs.
They talk about that in New York City, too, the Bloomberg administration bus rapid transit,
mm-hmm,
as part of the public transportation alternative of the future. Do you think that if elected governor, you could pay for any of this? The State Transportation Trust Fund is basically broke, isn't it?
It is broke, and I've been actually the only candidate willing to talk honestly about this issue, which is very frustrating. But the fact of the matter, it's broke, and it's broke because we had a nice pay-as-you-go system in place that started in the Kane administration, where you had a dedicated tax stream going to the Transportation Trust Fund. You'd borrow against that just enough to be able to allow it to keep replenishing over time, year after year after year. But the Democrats and Republicans borrowed so much and so quickly that now the dedicated stream of taxes is only big enough to pay down the debt, which means we don't have enough money to continue starting next year with any bridge repair or road work or mass transit, whatever. We're not even going to be able to get the federal match from the Department of Transportation in Washington. So we've got to come up with a way to replenish that fund, and the options are limited, unfortunately. They're going to take some tough decisions about either increasing the gas tax or increasing tolls, or maybe somehow getting into a public-private partnership, or putting a sales tax on gasoline instead of increasing the gas tax itself. We're going to have to do something, but it's going to probably be another source of revenue that has to be looked at if we're being honest about this issue and about how we're going to have to address it.
So you'd be open to new taxes on gasoline in New Jersey?
If it was the only option. Look, that's always my last option and my last resort. But I've had some of the top transportation people in New Jersey help me put together my transportation policy and look at a plan, and none of them who deal with this and have dealt with it for several decades have been able to come up with another alternative, and neither have I yet, but I'm certainly open to it, and it would be a last resort. But if we have to do it, we need to face the fact that our transportation system is at the heart of our economy, and it needs to be in good shape.
Any time now, we're going to have to truncate this, because
that's okay.
President Obama is going to appear at the White House to comment on winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, and I'm willing to be bumped by the president.
So we're going to stay with Chris Daggett, independent candidate for governor of New Jersey, until the president appears. Do you want to comment on the president winning the Nobel Peace Prize?
I think it's terrific. I think what it says is it's a sign of the hope that he is bringing. I think I heard a comment that it is more about what his vision is and where he's headed, and the new tone that he's set about the way countries ought to work together and the way the world community ought to work together. And if that helps prompt that to happen and drive us more in that direction, then I couldn't be more pleased.
How would you distinguish your transportation and anti-sprawl policies from those of Corzine and Christie?
Well, to be honest with you, my frustration in this campaign, at least with respect to Chris Christie, is I'm not sure where his policies are on a lot of issues. I haven't seen anything definitive from him. And frankly, on transportation, I haven't seen it from John Corzine either. I think what John Corzine's done is point to the fact that there's some projects that have been started, which is true, with respect to the rail tunnel, for example, the new rail tunnel going into Manhattan.
And that's where we have to leave it. Chris Daggett, thank you very much. We go live to the White House.